Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Right now, we've got the president of baseball operations for the San Diego Padres, Mr. A.J. Preller, on with the program. Good morning, A.J. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. We've got Ben is out on a golf vacation, AJ, just to be completely transparent with you. And we've got Julian Delgadio. He's hanging out with us from Fox 5.
Might be stuck with me.
We like to bring in Ben's competition when he's out. So Julian's in here, and he'll be helping out with the interview. So how's everything going, my man?
It's good now that I hear Ben's not there.
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, there we go. Okay.
I thought so. I thought you may feel that way. Now that you know, you're just going to get a bunch of softball questions from me.
We haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. It's no coincidence. Ben goes on vacation. We get AJ Preller on.
That's true. I was really worried about who we were going to have on the program. Then they said, AJ's coming on. I go, oh, okay. Now that Ben's not here.
It's a huge get.
The team is obviously playing very well, AJ, playing well at home. The home field advantage for this team has been outstanding. You, as the president of baseball ops, how are you viewing this team right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to get off to a good start. And, you know, I think we've shown that, you know, playing at Petco, the energy with the crowds have been incredible. And again, we know our division's going to be tough. And we've been able to go out. And it's not like everything's gone our way. You know, I think we've had, we'll talk about it, I'm sure, but dealing with some of the injuries we've dealt with, it's been an opportunity for a lot of guys on the roster to contribute. You know, we've seen, you know, Toddy and Manny and those guys do their thing, and the bullpen's been good, and, you know, starting pitching is, in general, seeing, you know, King, Cease, Pivetta, those guys kind of take the lead in the rotation. So, you know, there's been a lot of good. Obviously, we've had some challenges, but I think, again, you want to get off to a good start, and I think we have so far, and hopefully we'll build on it.
That's obviously the dream. And you know, when you talk about the guys in your starting rotation, we did see come across the wire yesterday, Kyle Hartman sent down to El Paso. And I think you would probably evaluate it the same. He's had some really, really good moments, and he's had some not so good moments, which is not uncommon. Is there a corresponding move that you can share with us, or are you not ready to do that yet?
Yeah, no, so we're going to, I think we looked at the schedule, and Schilte and Ruben and Josh Stein looked at the schedule, and just basically with some off days, I think we have an opportunity to work of four starters into the mix.
Yep.
And then I think for Kyle, it's a chance. I think we saw it the other day where, you know, in Detroit, where he's continuing as he's come back from Korea, he's continuing to kind of find what works for him. And he's had some moments where you can look at it and say, yeah, we think this has a chance to be effective as a major league starting pitcher. So I think he's going to help us this year, and I think he's going to go down to AAA and kind of keep refining some things. And then we're going to bring up Ryan Burgert and just lengthen the bullpen. So, you know, at the end of the day, Ryan can do a lot of different things. He's been starting in AAA, but it's an opportunity for us to, add another arm to the pen in the stretch where we have some off days, get our top starters, you know, where they're still lined up from a rest standpoint, but they start to line up, you know, in a spot where they get regular work, and we get a chance to, you know, to get Kyle Hart down to AAA where he continues to work, and, you know, expect him to be back here probably pretty soon, honestly.
Well, we can never say again that A.J. Preller does not break news on Bennett Woods because he just
did. Asking for 7 years.
Yeah, man, finally. Well, the Ryan Berger coming up, that's really cool.
Ben leaves and it just opens the floodgates. That's what it was. I think that was the problem.
All right, A.J., who are you trading for at the deadline while we've got you going?
Ben's
right
not here,
now.
Remember that.
Is Higgins online? No, he's not. Let's talk deals here, right?
No, look, I know when you built this team in the offseason, right? Everybody, and probably including you guys as well, like, all right, the depth is we got guys for a reason. Now, when your depth gets injured, that's when you run into a little bit of a problem. And I know you got guys, some guys playing out of position, some guys trying to step up right now. But the designated hitter spot is one that I wanted to ask you about because we haven't gotten a ton of production yet from Yuli. You know, Jason went down. Lockridge went down. You got guys filling in. You've used it as an opportunity to get Manny off his feet, to get Xander off his feet, Tatis off his feet. What is kind of the plan right now? I know Campy's tearing the cover off the ball at AAA right now. Are you guys looking to make some changes there?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've, again, like you mentioned, I think we've, you know, the injury factor, it's been an opportunity to see a lot of the guys that, you know, honestly, like we knew we would need coming out of spring training, you know, and in terms of, you know, you see who steps up, and probably the biggest one has been Gavin Sheets. You know, he's obviously had some really good at-bats and some big swings for us and factors in, whether it's in that DH spot or left field. But, yeah, I think it's a spot we knew there'd be some competition. There's going to be some different looks that we have. And, you know, whether it's some of the guys that have come from AAA, Tirso or Oscar Gonzalez, whether it's some of the guys that some of the veteran players that, you know, Hayward and others, we've given them the first crack and the opportunity, but it's going to be something that we keep evaluating throughout the first half of the season. And, you know, you mentioned Campy, he's swinging the bat really well in AAA. You know, I think you want to have a deep lineup. I think when we get back, you know, some of the regulars will start to lengthen out. Right now it's an opportunity for some guys to, you know, to show that they can contribute at the big league level. And I think that's going to be something that we're going to keep watching here in the first half of the season about just adding another bat, and whether that's, you know, in that DH slot or another place on the field. You know, that's something that we'll keep looking at here as we go.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Talking to A.J. Preller, president of baseball ops for the San Diego Padres. And so, yeah, I mean, obviously you lose four of your starters. Can you give us an update on just kind of how everyone's doing? I mean, we know when Luis is you know, supposed to come back. That was a horribly scary, awful moment. One of my favorite Padres. It was brutal to watch. I'm sure it was awful for you. But, you know, Luis, Jackson, Crony, and Jason Hayward.
Yeah, I mean, I'll start with Luis. Obviously, you mentioned you get into, you know, Sunday night baseball and you're excited to see a good game. And you know, a few minutes into the game, you're dealing with a really serious situation. So I thought everybody handled it well from the medical side. I'm very appreciative for, you know, the Astros and their group and how they handled it. But yeah, he's in, you know, concussion protocol. So, he's doing well. You know, he'll be at the ballpark this weekend. But, you know, there are some steps that he's going to need to take to get back on the field. So, you know, we take that seriously and, you know, but and then see how the next few days go for Luis, and hopefully he has a great weekend. And we're talking about Luis next week as you know, ready to come back and play and bring his energy, his bat, you know, back to Petco. I think with Jackson and Lockridge, the hamstrings, they've been progressing, you know, and they've been doing well. It's just not an injury that I think we feel like, you know, you can't really, you know, no shortcuts there in terms of coming back. Because I think everybody has had pulled muscles and, you know, any kind of muscle strain, you come back too soon, you know, you look up and then you're talking about more months than weeks. So, you know, I think with, you know, with Merrill, with Lockridge, you know, I think there's still some more steps that need to be done. They're going to start to progress on the field this weekend. From a baseball activity standpoint, we'll get a better sense of the time frame. But, you know, hoping we're now starting to kind of shorten that distance of those guys getting back on the field and, you know, start to get a little bit better sense of when that will exactly be. Hayward is more of a day-to-day thing with his knee. You know, we keep going on. Unfortunately, there's a bunch of them that we've been talking about. Yeah. And then Crony getting hit in the ribs and having the fractured rib. Again, I think had a good week. He was with the team on the road trip. I think it's a matter of him starting to figure out, you know, how aggressive he can be in terms of getting back on baseball activity. If he hits the ground, how's that going to feel? But I think Crony, Merrill, Lockridge, it's probably not on this homestand. But I think we'll start getting more information this weekend and start getting a better sense of the exact time frame for them. I think they're kind of past the initial, just recovery stage, and now they're going to start doing some more baseball activity here shortly.
What's the latest on Darvish's timeline?
He had a really good. He was with the team on the road trip. He threw a bullpen in Houston, and then another one, I believe, in Detroit. So he's starting to, you know, get some volume and. You know, he's feeling good. You know, I think from Ruben and all of our pitching standpoint, watching him, they feel like the pitch mix, the stuff, the crispness is there. You know, and now it's more about building back up. And I think he'll start to continue to progress with bullpens and then, you know, start getting him back into games, you know. So, again, I think the good news for, you know, like for all of these players is, you know, it's, you know, there's nobody where we're looking at it where, hey, these are season threatening injuries or anything like that. It's just a matter of getting into the year, being smart about it, you know, using the depth. And, you know, I think from Darvish standpoint, he's starting to build up, and I think he'll continue that build up this week in terms of just getting some more volume, more bullpens, and then start looking at scheduling, you know, him to face some hitters and getting into game action right after that.
Talking to AJ Preller here on Ben and Woods, and always appreciate the time, AJ. Last one for me. So, yeah, we've covered the injuries. You know, we were talking yesterday on the roundtable, and it's always a fun topic, especially when you're the general manager. It's, you know, AJ's going to be busy. He's going to be active. When you look at kind of how things are, and I know there's so much time until like the deadline or, but I know you've added guys, you know, before the deadline and all that before, but how do you look at, when you look at the competition in the National League, especially right now, it's pretty insane. There's some really good baseball teams. When you, do you sit and go, all right, this market's going to be active. This market's going to be pretty soft this year with the new wild card. So many teams think they're in it. Like, when do you start gauging what the market may look like, you know, come the end of July?
I mean, I think you're always evaluating it. I think like you're always trying to take a look and trying to predict, and that's your job to have a feel for what's going to happen and how it's going to play out. But, you know, like I usually get to what was the old draft time, like kind of that first week of June to see who's real and kind of what direction different teams are taking. So I think for right now it's, you know, you're just evaluating your own. You're trying to hopefully stockpile wins and, you know, bank wins and then trying to get a sense of where we're at. And I think, you know, in terms of, you know, looking at guys in our own organization to see what kind of help we'll have from inside. And then when you get to about June 1st, that's when it starts to get more serious and teams start to, you know, get a little bit more into the buyer or seller area. And, you know, we'll see how this year goes. And like you mentioned, it's going to be a super competitive National League. Our division is, you have to be very, you know, very, very good teams to come out of our division. And that's a good thing. It just raises the bar for everybody.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Good luck against Tampa Bay. I mean, you know, if I'm I know you want some left-handed bats in there because the guys they're running out, you know, and I know it's Shane Baz tonight. He's pretty nasty. It's the, you know, the boys got their work cut out for him, but I know Petco's going to be rocking as it usually is, and I know they'll be ready to play under Schilty. So tell everyone we said hi. We appreciate the time this morning, AJ.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, buddy.